Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to talk with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN.
Well, last week on the road at OABCIG, a good start for your team once again. You're able to force a turnover on the very opening kickoff of the game and took advantage of it to go in for a score. And then it was kind of a pretty even first half there for the most part. They're able to get a late score, though, on a wild run by their quarterback, Cooper DeJean, and that kind of set the tone a little bit for the rest of the game. He was the one that kind of led the way, and guys had tough time slowing him down.
Yeah, you know, he led the way in a lot of different areas. He's a dynamic player. We knew he was the one that we had to key on to try and get stopped. And, you know, at times we were decent, and then other times he was just wiggled free with a bunch of missed tackles in between. So, yeah, you're right. That last score really kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. And had we, you know, even just got a couple more first downs and kept the ball out of his hands, you know, maybe it's a different game.
Well, and, you know, sometimes we talked about this after the game as well. You know, you maybe can have the right intentions and line up in the right formations, call the right play, but when the other guy is just making the right reads and changing things on you and making the right plays, it's just sometimes hard to stop, and that's pretty much what he was doing that second half.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's what your very dynamic players can do, too, is, you know, you can have the best defense drawn up in the world and everybody in the right spot, but, you know, sometimes just that extra special athlete wins out.
Well, and we were a little bit frustrating to see a few of the things that had hurt you earlier in the year kind of creep back in with some penalties there in the second half, you know, some mental errors, the guys just not being maybe in the right spot or getting lined up in the right formation. Obviously, sometimes, you know, in the midst of a game, it might happen a little bit, but you obviously like to see those things cleaned up. And once again, taking on a good team here in Greene County.
Definitely. And that was a big focus this week was, you know, getting us back on the right page mentally. You know, we had a couple chances and then, you know, a couple penalties really set us back. So when we get in the red zone, we certainly can't have penalties that push us back or really anywhere on the field. We're set up to be second and short, third and short. And then when we get a penalty and it's third and 15, that really hurts our football club.
Well, and you get set to take on another tough team here in the district in Greene County. They're another undefeated squad. They're coming off a nice week last week against Kemper Catholic. It looks like a pretty dynamic, balanced team from the Rams.
Yeah, that's the real big difference between last week and this week. Both teams are rated, I think, third, fourth in the state. Greene County, I think, comes in at third. But they just have kind of what we call a three-headed monster. They got a really nice quarterback who distributes the ball well, a really nice receiver who can make something happen out in open space, and then their running back is just as good as Tyler Mullen as far as the stats columns are concerned.
Yeah, and you look at facing another good quarterback, as you mentioned there, and Brent Riley's put up over 1,300 yards through the air and touchdowns. You mentioned a good receiver, Carter Morton, a guy who they really have turned to a lot. And obviously, when you have that ability to go either way, whether it's through the air or on the ground and be very comfortable with it, it's that much tougher to game plan for and be prepared every play.
Certainly. We've got to try to eliminate one of those. Right now, we're going to try and stop the run first and worry about the pass second. But they're such a great team on spreading it around. You know, they'll throw it, they'll run it, they'll do it all. I think the big difference with their quarterback is he's not quite the runner that we've seen really in the last 3, 4, 5 weeks. He wants to kind of stay in the pocket and just, you know, throw the ball down the field. So that's a little bit different for us. It doesn't put as much pressure on our defensive line. They can really try to get upfield and make something happen now.
Yeah, I guess if you have a guy that's not maybe as willing to get outside the pocket and take off on you, it gives you a little bit more freedom there on the edges. Obviously, you still want to be responsible, but you have some more options as far as where you're going to attack to try to get to him.
Yeah, and it also doesn't put as quite as much, you know, our secondary guys don't have to worry about that quarterback running, so they can just worry about covering too, and our linebackers can kind of clean up everything else. So in some respects, it's a little bit easier, but this guy's a little bit more accurate too. I think he's completely over 60% of his passes. He looks good distributing the ball on film. It's right on the money. Matter of fact, the only thing that's incomplete is when his receivers drop the ball. So he's a very accurate quarterback.
Well, you mentioned a good back as well, Colby Kafer, up around 1,000 yards for the Rams so far this season. What are they going to throw at you as far as that run game? Are they like to line up and pound it straight ahead, or they kind of mix it around?
They do a nice job of mixing it up. At times they're going to run right at you. At other times they want to get to the edge and try to get him on the outside where he can really hurt you as well. So our big key this week is stopping the run and then, you know, offensively running the football. I think, you know, we've got the weather that we wanted. I think this weather is going to play more one-dimensional for us. We're set up to run the football. So that I think that's going to, you know, help us in our favor a little bit. It's going to, you know, shorten their passing game a little bit, but they're still going to try to get the ball down the field.
Yeah, you mentioned whether it's obviously going to be a lot colder, it sounds like, here than it has been the rest of the season so far. It may be a little bit of precipitation mixed in at some point during the day that might make things a little bit more difficult as well as far as footing and all that goes out there. And, you know, sometimes that changes the way that you handle the ball. That ball feels a little bit different when it gets a little bit colder out there as well. So that's something everybody has to adjust to.
Yeah, definitely. We've been kind of working towards that this week, just keeping an eye on the weather forecast. And, you know, you won't see much of a, you know, crazy run game out of us. It's going to be probably between the tackles, maybe a couple toss plays where you can really, it's easy to handle the ball. Can't do a bunch of misdirection because the footing's just not quite there. So we'll see a little bit of that, but not a ton. I think you'll see some more of Tyler Moen in the backfield running a little wildcat stuff, which is, you know, helpful in the run game too. So for us, we're looking forward to sloppy conditions.
Well, and certainly that's been a highlight for your team is the way that Tyler has played here throughout the year. And you know, something that was, I think, fun to watch last week was, you know, just his willingness to keep going. You get him along the sideline, you think he's out of bounds, and he's got that kind of special ability to just scoot his way down the sideline, get an extra 4 or 5 yards out of it. He just works so hard to get that extra few yards.
Yeah, and, you know, and our offensive line has really taken it upon themselves to get out in front and try to, you know, block for him down the field instead of just that initial point of attack. They've really tried to, once he gets loose, they want to get down and make that, you know, touchdown block where it's that last block before he gets in the end zone. So our offensive line has really kind of rallied around him too. And when Tyler can extend that play, it just makes him want to block that much harder.
Well, when you look at Greene County defensively, what are they going to show you there?
Well, they're going to stack the box. Everybody has, you know, they're going to put 8-9 guys in the box. But for us, we like to run out of a bunch of different formations, a bunch of different looks. It's the same run play, although sometimes from the stands or up above it looks different. But reality is we only got 4 run plays. So we try to use different motions, different shifts, different things to get their eyes going other places and then run the ball the other way. And so far it's worked for us, you know, fairly well.
Well, and it looks like a team that's been pretty consistent on that side of the ball, too. You look at their game so far, obviously every game's different depending on the opponent, but there's only one game where they've allowed more than 22 points up on the scoreboard, so they've certainly been able to shut people down. But I guess it doesn't necessarily matter if you're able to do the same thing on the other side. It might just be one of those games where you wouldn't mind it being a low-scoring affair.
Yeah, we definitely – that's how we're set up. If we can score 22 points, we've got a chance of winning the football game. The biggest thing for us is to keep their offense off the field. Our offense has got to have that ball control. We don't necessarily need to score every time, but we probably need 2 or 3 first downs every time we touch the ball. Then when we do get into the red zone, we have to put points on the board. So if we're backed up near our own end zone, we need to get a couple first downs, get the ball punted off, flip the field position. But once we get that good field position and now we drive it down in the red zone, we have to put points on the board.
Well, and a little extra juice perhaps added here this week, homecoming week. Always fun to get that little extra spirit going for everybody getting behind the team. And they're hoping a lot of folks come back and come to the game Friday night and enjoy celebrating this special year of Trojan football. And that should make it a little bit more fun.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it used to be where I think when I was younger, it was all about distractions, this, distractions, that. But now we try to embrace it. And we want our guys out helping out with the float building after practice is over. over. We want them out being involved in the activities. That's what it's all about being a good high school student. And so for us, we just talked to them this week, hey, when you're there for 2 hours at practice, we want you focused and locked in. And so far, I thought they did a good job of that. So hopefully that transpires over to Friday night.
And obviously, hopefully that creates a good atmosphere as well. Always get good support at the Trojan Bowl, but homecoming, I'm sure, helps boost that a little bit and get some more folks there and maybe some folks hopefully coming back that haven't been back for a while, and makes that fun for the guys too.
Yeah, definitely. I thought, our fans have been great, even on the road. We've had a nice gathering that has traveled a long way, especially up to Ida Grove. You know, that's not an easy ride up there, but, playing at home, Trojan Bowl, the weather is going to be a little bit dicey, but for the most part, I think if we can keep things close, people will stick around and we'll build off that momentum.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck here this week, and we'll look forward to talking again next week. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks, KJN.
All right, that's Mike McDermott, and that's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.